Forder, and welcome to the Phoenix Wellness Coaching podcast. It's absolutely fantastic to be back. If you remember, about a year ago, we did a whole series of podcasts all about life choices that women make and how various events in their lives actually have an impact on how they experience their lives. So we talked to some fantastic guests all about their menopause journey, how trauma had an impact on them, their self-limiting beliefs, how things they were told at school meant that they held back on their dreams and how they overcame those. We also talked to some fantastic people all about their health challenges, whether that was overcoming breast cancer and pioneering for change, or whether that was ongoing battles with illness and how that's shaped the type of person that that lady had become. We also, last year, looked at turning our podcast into a video podcast so that we could double up with our YouTube channel. And that was a great interview with a lovely lady, Maria, who talked about the importance of her faith and how that was an anchor for her throughout her life. And Maya, she had suffered some challenging situations, but she come through these and her faith had been the one constant for her. So that was a fantastic discussion. And I, as a menopause coach and as a postmenopausal lady, was fascinated to understand how she came to find her faith and what that really meant for her. Because for me, I too have been on a spiritual journey of my own. I'd awakened to new ideas and wanted to explore that whole side of myself as I went through perimenopause. So we've had some great conversations, and I have been really sitting here mulling over how to take the podcast forward. We've got some great followers, lots of downloads, which is absolutely fantastic. And I know that the stories and conversations we've shared already have really, really helped. So I wanted to kick off my podcast again. So maybe this is season 2 or season 1.2. And think about, what can we talk about? So in this season, I want to talk to a range of different experts in their own field, particularly looking at wellness in the broadest sense and our sense of well-being, and also in the sense of menopause and how we can support our minds, our bodies, and our spirits much better as we go through this journey. I'm in the planning process of the podcast, and I've got already 3 fantastic speakers lined up. So we're going to look at hypnotherapy, laughter yoga, and with a bit of luck, we're going to talk to a 4 leading man in the area of menopause, the menopause man, if you follow him on LinkedIn. So already 3 great conversations on the cards. And during those conversations, we'll not only be looking at what services they offer and how their particular specialism can help us to maintain our well-being. But I want to dig into their story. Who are they? What got them there? Why do they do what they do? Why are they passionate about what they do? And just to really understand that, because for me, what drives us is a total fascination. In fact, I've been on my own journey of self-discovery, as I've said before, and if you've been following us, you'll know that. But actually, that has led me to want to write a book. Yes, I want to join the ranks of the published writers. But again, that's been a bit of a spluttering and a stop and a start. I thought I wanted to talk about the life choices that women have made based on some of the stories and the amazing inspiration from the podcast. So I kind of kicked off with that theme, but I didn't go much further than a few lines. So I went back to the drawing board and thought to myself, what is it that really interests me? And it is what drives us, our values system, and the impact that our values systems have on the way that we interact with others, the way that we think about ourselves and our place in the world, and what we actually do. You know, again, if you've followed us before, you will know that for me, the biggest thing with menopause is how we find our purpose. Menopause is a great kind of gateway, stopping off point, if you will, in our lives, where physically we're changing and emotionally and mentally we're changing. And it gives us that opportunity to take stock, a bit of reflection. Think about the woman I've been, the woman I am now, and the woman I want to be. And for me, that stopping off point was the driving force for finding my passion. I did a huge amount of personal work on myself. I got coaches, I got a spiritual coach, I got a business coach, I got a life coach. I did the whole coaching thing and actually started to dig in as to what it was I really wanted to do and who I really was, because like many women, I'd lost that connection. And it was in one of those moments when I joined a mastermind with a fantastic lady I've been following for many years, who knew me and knew the struggles I've been through and really knew that I was on one side of the stream and the rest of my life was on the other side. But at that point, I had no way of knowing how the devil I was going to get across that stream. And, you know, there were rapids and fast water, dog weed that was going to trap me, all that sort of stuff. I didn't have a zip wire. I didn't have a nice overhanging branch that I could quite happily kind of take a few tentative steps on and climb across. There were no stepping stones. There was no ferry. It was just me on one side of that river. And this lovely lady recognized that. And through the mastermind, and I was totally honest when I joined this mastermind and said, I have no Scooby as to why I'm here. I just feel it's something I absolutely freaking need to do. Couldn't explain it in any other way at all, other than something is telling me I have to do it. Something's got a hook in the back of my jacket and it's dragging me over here. And I have that honesty. But through that 8 weeks and exploring myself and the other ladies that were in that group, Phoenix Wellness Coaching was born. Phoenix Wellness Coaching is my gateway forward. So liken it, if you will, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you'll know where I'm going. Think about Daenerys Targaryen, the mother of dragons, seeing her up there, flying high, riding that dragon, going towards her destiny. Yes, she had stumbles. She had some major, major problems. But you know what? Every challenge she faced, she got back on that dragon. She kept going. So Phoenix Wellness Coaching is my dragon, if you will. It's the powerful talisman, the butterfly, whatever it is you want to call it, that helped me to find my way across that river. That river was suddenly a very gentle babbling brook, a small stream, lovely clear water. I could just step over and not even freaking notice it was there. But I needed to find my Phoenix dragon to know that I could do this. So for me, that was a really pivotal moment. And I wanted to talk about that in my book. My purpose is to help women, particularly to help women that are coming up to menopause and going through it, to help them to navigate that journey, to understand their bodies, to be able to support their bodies, to have a better life, to look to the future, to visualize that future with confidence, with desire, to manifest it. That's what I'm here to do. And hopefully you can tell I absolutely bloody well love it. And that's because that's what I've done. I've had some fantastic women that have helped me to do that. That's why I'm here. I have this ambition to help thousands and thousands and thousands of women, not just in the UK, but globally, to have a magnificent midlife, to actually find that deep inner core, to get to know themselves, to root themselves, to ground themselves in their own freaking fantastic reality. Menopause is a transition. It's messy, it's dirty, it's unpredictable. We all get that. We all absolutely get that. And I'm not playing it down. Mine was difficult. But I now look back at that and go, thank F for giving that to me. I had to go through that. I had to burn myself in the ashes of my menopause to come out the other side, the strong, powerful, decisive, wonderful woman that I've become. And I say that because I really bloody well feel that. And, you know, I don't often acknowledge that. We're not good at doing that. But I want other women to feel that same push, that same drive, to know in their heart, deep in their core, what they are doing with the rest of their life is the best, the only freaking purpose they have ever wanted to follow. But of course, we only find our purpose through knowing ourselves and knowing our values. So with my book, I've kind of gone back to basics. I've gone back to tell my story. How did I get from the woman I once was, or started to become as a teenager, to this powerhouse that I am now in my late 50s, surrounding myself with super powerful, amazing women and helping other women to be super powerful and amazing? How did I get there? What was it that drove me? And in all of this work on myself, it's been a revelation. I've opened doors that really I kind of sealed shut for a long time, but I knew I had to kick those freaking doors open. They weren't revolving doors. I needed to bang them open and keep them open and see what was lurking behind there. What was hiding in the shadows? And what was that? And again, I haven't been able to do this on my own. But through this entire journey, and it is a journey, it still is. I'm not there. I'm not at the end yet. And I don't care. I know I'm going to get there. But all throughout this, what has spurred me on has been my values. And those have been quite a revelation to me as well. I know they were always there, but I never realized that the two big ones for me are trust and fairness. Trust and fairness. They drive me in everything I do. I want my clients to trust me, to know I've got their back. I'm here for them. They can trust me to help them to do right for them. I build a place where they can come, they can talk to me. They feel safe, they feel trusted. I've got them. They're like that fragile, beautiful glass ball. I've got them. I'm not going to drop them. I am so not going to drop them. And they know that. Trust is super important. But along with that, I've learned that trusting myself, and this isn't just belief in myself, because you can have belief in yourself without the trust. I believe in myself and I trust my belief in myself. I trust that I can do this. I trust that I'm going to help people. And I trust others alongside me. So trust is super important. And I realized throughout my career, there have been those moments, those, you know, burning bridges where my value of trust has been kind of tested. So I remember in my investment banking days, my boss asking me to lie about revenue figures. This was really to save his ass, which it always is, these things. So he came to me and said, I've told our big boss in Tokyo that we've made X million pounds. But your data, which I was number crunching and doing all the right stuff, your data doesn't support that. Well, I knew my data was right. His, Lord only knows what he based that on other than gut instinct. So we went through the data and my data was right. But at that point, he said to me, yeah, right, okay, we want to ignore your data. The next time the big boss gives you a call and asks for numbers, I want you to tell him we're at this point. That suddenly was a red rag to a bull. And I was like, whoa, no, you're asking me to lie. I cannot do that. Honesty is really important. But actually, he places trust in me to do this right and to give him the right information. He doesn't trust me to lie. So consequently, you know, trust came up. The whole story about my investment banking career and how other things happened is in my book. I've written that chapter. Fairness is the other value that's really important to me. I have spent my entire life fighting against unfair systems. When I was a teenager leaving school, my first job I went for, which was going to be, you know, management trainee at Barclays Bank at the time. I didn't get that job, even though I was pretty much told I was a shoo-in. And, you know, I know with hindsight and years of experience, we've all been there. Well, I wasn't a shoo-in and I didn't get the job. I was absolutely devastated. First rejection. Always tough to take. I'm sure you can remember it. And when we dug into it, because I had a few contacts, the reason I hadn't been given the job was because, and get this, ladies, because I had a steady boyfriend. Yes, I did. I met my husband when we were teenagers. We were like schoolroom sweethearts. But the view was, because I had a steady boyfriend, I was likely to get married and then would leave to have babies, because that's what women did in the 80s. Therefore, they didn't want to invest in me on their management training program. Well, here I am, 40-something years on, and guess what? Yes, I did get married, but I didn't have children. They were not on our life plan. So Barclays Bank missed out on lots and lots of what could have been dedicated service, knowledge, expertise, creativity, and productivity, because they made an assumption wrongly about me. Bingo. That's where I come at discrimination, fighting for equality for women. That's what ignited the feminist in me. So it's no surprise that now, 40 plus years on, I'm working with women that are facing the second glass ceiling. So that's what my book's all about, how those values that have become so central, so deep, so core, have driven me in my career and life choices. And in the later episodes of the podcast, I want to explore that with some of our speakers. Yes, we'll look at the well-being aspects and how these various different alternative therapies can help, but we'll understand what drove them to do those jobs. They're doing their life's purpose. How did they get there? What values have shaped their lives? And what sort of actions have they done as a result of that? And that's the bit I like to kind of really dig under the surface. And hopefully you guys listening will find these stories mega interesting. You'll learn, you'll engage with them, you'll come back to them time and time again. So I'm really excited to now be re-picking up lighting the fire under my podcast and getting back out there. Yes, we're doing it much more lo-fi. So this today is me just simply talking to the computer, suddenly working out what it is I'm going to say, no script, just getting in there and doing it. And I really hope you found it interesting. It's really just the introduction to what we're going to do next so we can get it off the ground. I've spent months and months procrastinating because I thought, you know, my first season was super polished. I put lots of effort, lots of money into that, and it is fantastic. But I recognize that's my kind of limiting belief around perfection. Things don't have to be perfect to be good. And the production and the quality, yes, I want you to have a great experience listening, but that's not what we're all about. It's the message that's important. It's the things we're talking about that matter. It's the learning points that you can pick up on. It's those aha moments. I want you to be headphones in, out walking, listening to Phoenix Wellness Coaching as your most favorite podcast, like I do with Jessica Soul, the Mindset Mentor, and Diary of a CEO. I do that. I get so much inspiration from them. I want you to be doing that with me too. And it's the content, the words, the learning, the inspiration, the light bulb moments that you get. And we'll make sure the quality is good enough so that you can get that from it. But it isn't about perfection. It's about the conversation. And you know what? This for me is out of my comfort zone. It's unscripted. It's unplanned. It's just bingo. Let's get this going. I'm excited about this. Let's capture that excitement and let's just put it out there. And I hope to God, you know, universe, whoever you want to hope to, that you dip into this, you learn about us, you talk to us, you learn from our podcasts. And you know what? If you want to tell your story, give me a shout. You can get me on Instagram at Your Menopause Shrink, or I'm on Facebook, or you can just email me at Jeanette@phoenixwellness.co.uk. Tell me what your story is. Tell me how your values are driving you to find your purpose. Or maybe you haven't found your purpose yet. You want to explore what we mean by that. And yes, we'll talk about that too. So get involved. And I cannot wait to be bringing more fantastic stories, conversations, thought-provoking ideas to the airwaves and building on the first super successful run of the Phoenix Wellness Coaching podcast. So this has been Jeanette Forder, the owner of Phoenix Wellness Coaching, your podcast interviewer, leader, and creator, saying to you, have a fantastic life, whether you are midlife, younger, or feeling that you're into your kind of later years, your gray years, shall we say. Have an amazing time, whatever it is, because remember, every single moment of time is an opportunity for us to grow, to learn, to step out of our comfort zone, and most of all, to have the most fun. Life should not be hard. And I know for many, many people right now it is, but it shouldn't be hard. We can make it fun. We can laugh at adversity. We can listen to others and we can learn and we can be inspired by them. So it's bye-bye for now. And do keep an eye out and look for our next fantastic episode of the Phoenix Wellness Coaching podcast. Reach out to me if you have ideas or you just want to talk all things menopause. I'm here for you. And I cannot wait to be bringing you another episode in the early weeks of August. Have a fantastic time and I will be coming to you very soon once more. Thank you, everybody.